deep down in koala country, there is a man named Danny Boy. This boy swam through rivers of Vegemite and fought off dangerous boxing kangaroos so he could be here for you today. It is my pleasure to bring to you Australia's favorite horror show, the Creepy Crap Podcast.
Beware, this show will contain spoilers, swearing, and adult themes. If you want to get it on the socials, you can get it at Instagram and YouTube all at one word at the Creepy Crap Podcast. Would love if you could like, follow, subscribe on there. And if you check it out on any podcast app, please follow and give it a 5-star review if you want. Thank you very much.
And now for your host, Danny Boy.
Welcome, Creepy Crapsters, to the 49th episode of the Creepy Crap Podcast. My name's Danny Boy, and thank you so much for listening. That's right, today I'm doing the long weekend from 1978, and it might sound familiar because I've already done the remake. I did it in the last season, I did it a few years ago, and now I'm doing the original. So, long weekend, you want to hear about it? Here you go.
It's the long weekend, it's from 1978, goes for 97 minutes, had a rating of 6.6 out of 10 on Internet Movie Database, and this is one of those classic Ozploitation movies, and the director was Colin Eggleston. It stars Josh Hargreaves and Brioni Behetz. If I'm saying that right, I don't know. I've never really heard of any of these two actors or seen pretty much anything that they're in. So that's who's in it. It's good old Johnny and Brioni. I'm not going to say their names again, but they play Peter and Marsha. Marsha, Marsha, Marsha! And I'm going to tell you all about the movie, so here's a synopsis. When a suburban couple go camping for the weekend at a remote beach, they discover that nature is not in an accommodating mood. That's the synopsis, that's nice and short.
Now I've read all that fun stuff, let's get stuck into the movie and stick around at the end for the ratings. Enjoy.
Okay, so the movie starts off, it says, Dugon Films presents The Long Weekend. And Dugon Films, I can't tell if that's a real company or they just made that up for the sake of the movie. But it starts off, you see a couple, we see the main guy Peter, who's walking out of a hotel in the city, and then they kind of go their separate ways. You're like, oh, I think this was an affair. And then he gets into his fancy sports car. I have no idea what sort of car it is, but it's white, looks fancy, it's convertible, speeds through traffic, just gives the general vibe that he's a bit of a knob because he's like, get off the road, get out of my way. And you're just like, oh man, you don't own the road because you have a fancy car, you're a dickhead. And then we see Marsha, she's the wife, and she's at home, she's on the phone to someone, and you could just tell that she does not like the idea of this weekend that he's got planned. And he's honestly just planned something for him. He thinks it's for them. Like, it's for us, but it's like, is it? I don't want to do it. And he spent like $2,000 on camping equipment. She's like, we could have just gone to a penthouse for that money. This is crazy. I don't want to do this. He's like, I don't care what you want. And there's also like, he's packed the Jeep up. He's all ready to go. He's like, hurry up, defrost the chicken, which I don't get why. I don't know if he's defrosting it for dinner while he get there, or was he meant to cook dinner there? Because you're like, why would you defrost it if you were leaving straight away? I didn't understand that, but I think it's a chicken you see later when they're camping. Not important at all. But they go to leave the dog there with 3 days worth of food in the bowl, and he's like, it doesn't work that way. And she's like, well, go ask the neighbors. Like, I'm not asking the neighbors if he doesn't like the neighbors or he doesn't want to do it. But then anyway, he sneaks the dog on the trip anyway, and I feel like he's controlled this whole trip anyway. Like, it's his dog, she doesn't like it. If you don't give a shit about anything else, just bring the dog. It's like, yeah, I'm bringing the dog, that's what's happening. I don't know why he does this whole routine of pretending it's gonna stay, because he sneaks it in the back of the car anyway, and she's just like, oh, okay, whatever. She doesn't seem that annoyed. She's just, I don't like this dog, but whatever, it's here, who cares. I don't know why he did it. It's a weird scene. It just seems like it added to the whole I do whatever the fuck I want. He seems very selfish and doesn't give a shit, and he's angry with her. There's a bit of drama that's going on. We don't really know what it is just yet. They get in the Jeep and they're like, fuck it, let's go, let's just do it. And it's raining, it's nighttime, they're kind of lost, but they find the road they're meant to be on. And then they finally go down, they're like, I'm lost, I have no idea where it is, I can't see any further on the road here, we gotta stop here for the night. She's like, oh no, I don't want to sleep in the car, I don't know what to do otherwise. And it's basically 15 minutes of them just sitting in this car in the dark, just complaining, having a smoke. We hurry up and do something. And then they can hear this weird sound. It kind of sounds like a baby screaming or a little fucking monster. I don't know what the fuck it is. And they get outside. And then you can see like Tasmanian devils and all this sort of stuff. I'm like, what? I've never seen this in the wild. There's kangaroos running around. I've seen them. Where was this filmed? Because it looks like it's Sydney, but it's also filmed in New South Wales and then Victoria, and then parts of it were in Tasmania. So I guess they filmed this part in Tasmania for some reason, and then they just filmed the rest in other parts. Tasmanian devils. And they must have been like, oh, that must have been what the sound is. Whatever. whatever. And it cuts to the morning and Peter's already set up camp and he's just cutting down a tree, which is the start of this whole him being a knob to nature sort of thing. And eventually nature gets back at him. And that's the whole point of the movie. It doesn't really explain it too much in the movie. You just kind of get the sense that things are going bad because of their behavior. It's never really addressed, but that's what it is. If you want to know, spoiler, whatever. I'm talking about the whole movie anyway. But he just starts cutting a tree and she wakes up to this and she's like, what are you doing? And he's just like, oh, I don't know. Just thought I'd cut it down. Why? Not even for firewood or some sort of practical reason. He, I don't know, just seemed like a good idea. It's just where we're camping. So you set up your tent right there. And now you're annoyed that the tree's there. It's crazy. You're in the bush, man. Do you realize there's going to be a lot of trees there? Can't just cut them all down for the sake of it. Respect nature, bro. That's the whole point of the movie. And she just looks so upset. She's like, why are we here? This sucks. And he's like, you know what? That where we were actually meant to go is literally just there. How weird is that? Like, we could have just gone a little bit further and we were there. But there's no campsite, really. They're, where they are now is actually a better spot than the dead end of the road. I don't know where they were planning to go. There's no campsites or anything like that. But they're in this little clearing and he's set up and she just does not look happy. She's like, this sucks. But he goes over like a little hill and he's like, look at the view. And she's like, oh, okay, that's actually not too bad. And he's got a beer and you can just see he's got this general vibe of, I don't give a shit what I do. He's got this cool beard. He's got a beer, which is a nice throwback to back the 70s, which is like a long neck, they call them here, but it's like a different style. The shape's heaps different. He just doesn't give a shit. He throws it in the waves and then he gets his rifle and just shoots it because he's got a rifle and he's got a spear gun and all this stuff. Like, he's packed everything for all the stuff he wants to do. Nothing for her. She's just got to sit around. She looks so bored. But he shoots the bottle and it's just like, it's bad enough he threw it in there, but now there's broken glass everywhere. And then he's like, all right, cool. I don't know. What are we going to do? And then he goes for a surf at one point and she's watching and she can see this dark shadow in the water. She's like, Peter, Peter. And she's just yelling it out so much. I'm like, he's so far away. You're nowhere near him. And he's also in the water. Like, he can't hear you that well. But then he comes back in and she's like, there was something there. He's like, what do you think it was? A shark? And she's like, yeah, there's something there. And he's like, okay, there's nothing there. I can't see anything. Fuck, man. He doesn't listen to anything she says pretty much the entire movie. He just doesn't care. I'm man, you're girl, you shut up. You are an asshole, bro. And then we get to another weird scene because they start walking around. There's a whole bunch of stuff that kind of happens. Like, it might not be 100% in sequential order of what's happening, but it really doesn't matter. It's kind of a slow-paced movie. But they're walking around and I think there's a little bit of a nude scene. We don't see much. She's just topless and you're like, yes, 70s nudity. And she comes back out and the two of them go to like the sand dunes at this point. And then in the far distance at the beach, you can see there's like a combi van. And he's like, what is that? What are they doing here? This is my fucking beach. It's like, you don't own the bush. You don't own anything. You don't realize that. But he seems annoyed. Like, he's going to go over there and be like, oh, hey, he's going to introduce and be friendly. Or he's going to be like, oh yeah, hey, do you mind just leaving? It's kind of our place. Like, unless you privately book the entire fucking area. I don't know why he's so annoyed by it, but they're nowhere near each other. We don't see another human pretty much in the entire movie. And then it leads to this weird scene where it's the only scene in the whole movie where you see them like show any sort of love for each other. And they're kind of playing around, but then they say the weirdest shit. It's just like, call me uncle. And he's kind of on top of her, call me uncle with sugar on top. And she's like, oh, get off or I'll piss myself. And then he's just like, what the fuck? Call me uncle? What are you doing? What? That is the weirdest thing. Is this some sexy, weird game they play? Why uncle? That's so weird. That's a weird role play. It's just an odd scene. Yeah, they go to have sex and she's like, no, I can't do it. And he's like, oh God. And he gets really shitty like instantly. And she's like, I wish we could have just gone to a hotel or something like that. And he's like, oh yeah, you're the expert on hotels. And you're like, oh, okay. And then we pretty much find out that the past and why they're all upset with each other is that she's cheated with one of their family friends and stuff like this. And then she's actually got pregnant with that guy. And then she's gone to get an abortion. And it's hard to tell if he's angry about the cheating or the fact that she had an abortion. And, and Peter's like, you're a killer and all this sort of stuff. And she's like, fuck you. And it's just awkward. Like, he's just way too harsh with it. Like, I get he's angry or whatever else, but it also looks like he's cheating. So I don't know if she knows about that too. And it just seems like there's a couple where there's nothing happening between them anymore. They should just call it quits. This is their last ditch attempt at trying to like get things better or something like that, I guess. So they're trying to like, this weekend we'll fix everything. You're like, will it? It doesn't seem like it's going too strongly now and it won't get any better. And that was literally as creepy as it was, the only cute little fun scene between the two of them. And the rest is just shit for Marsha and him doing whatever he wants in like a stroppy, angry little tantrum sort of baby attitude. And that's pretty much the whole movie for the next hour or so. So they're back at the campsite now and we see that all the food they were preparing for dinner and all that sort of stuff has gone off. Like, it was defrosting, but he's turned the power. So there must be a little electrical fridge in the back of the Jeep that was keeping everything cold, but somehow it's all turned off now and it's still working, but the food's gone off. All this weird shit's just happening against them. And there's ants everywhere. And I guess this is her also fucking with nature now, even though they were already there. But she's gone and grabbed some spray and just sprayed all these ants. She's killing everything she can because she's like, get away from my food. And it's just kind of like they're pissed off that she's there. And it's food in a campsite. You gotta expect some bugs. She's gone ham all over these fucking ants and killed all of them. So that's another little bit towards the nature that she's like, well, I don't give a shit. I want to stay here and eat my food. I don't want it ruined by ants. And then she also finds a little egg, which I don't know if it's meant to be. I'm just trying to be deep here. If it's meant to be some sort of metaphor where that's the baby that she didn't have or whatever else. But she's got this big, weird, speckled egg. And then that seems to be an ongoing issue as well, because we see an eagle at some point later on actually attack Peter, like just randomly. He just gets attacked by a bunch of shit. But he's at the campsite and he's having an argument with him. He's like, fuck you. And then all of a sudden he's like, rah, rah. He's like, what the fuck? And he gets attacked. And it's just kind of like, it looks like it's a genuine eagle. Like, it looks like a bunch of feathers at first. And then, like, it just looks like an eagle that flies away. I'm like, did they actually get attacked? That's what I like about these older movies. It can also be a bad thing if they actually kill an animal. But there was kind of a more relaxed level about using a live animal. So wouldn't surprise me if he was actually attacked by an eagle. So later on, Marsha's actually, oh, fuck this. And she throws the egg and it smashes against this tree that he was chopping earlier. That's just another thing to the pile where they're like, oh my God, stop destroying everything you find in this place. And also because of the whole shadow thing earlier in the water, Peter goes down there again and he's sort of looking into the water and she's like, it was over there. I could see it. And then this time you can clearly see a dark shadow in the water. And then he just grabs a rifle and just starts shooting for ages. And then it's like, oh good, got it. And you can see all this blood in the waves. I'm like, did you have to do that? You were literally attacking something in its own environment. What a dickhead. For the sake of, oh, I went surfing there and I don't want you to ruin it for me. Get out of the water. It just shows that these two have no regard whatsoever for nature or anything. Okay, yeah, whatever's coming for you, you kind of deserve it at this point. But yeah, he kills this big fucking beast in the water. We don't know what it is exactly yet. We realize later, you actually see it, it's a dugong, and it shows up on the shore and it's dead. Did you need to fucking do that, man? What was the point of doing that? Do you feel better? And he's just like, yeah, got it a good one. And then you can hear this weird screaming again, the same baby sounds earlier. And it's, oh, it must be the baby's mum. It must be the baby's. It's probably looking for its mum. Oh, well, you know, can't do much about it. We'll just leave it here. The best thing we can do is cover it up. I'm like, oh my God, yeah, that's definitely the best thing you could do. The best thing you could have done is not shoot it. That would have been the best thing, not just cover it with half an inch of sand. But that's what they do. They cover it up. And then this goes on to be this ongoing, like, creepy thing where they go back later and the dugong's moved again. Oh, maybe it wasn't dead a little bit. And he kind of just writes it off. He's like, yeah, whatever. And then as we go out throughout the movie, this is cutting a little bit ahead, but it just keeps progressively showing up. We never see it move or do anything or make any noise. This deadish carcass of a dugong just keeps getting closer and closer to him. How is this happening? We never see another one in the whole movie. A weird element where it's kind of got this supernaturally monster thing happening now. But again, nothing's ever really explained. So I don't know. That's the most I can really add to that whole part of the story. So there's another weird 5-minute scene of a possum eating their food. And then it just attacks him at the end when he goes to try to get it. I think he goes to kill it or does something or touch it, whatever. And it bites him and he's like, oh shit. And then she also, like, separately in another scene, there's just a whole bunch of weird little things happen. And I don't know, it's not the best movie. I've seen the remake. I prefer the remake, to be honest. I'll probably talk about that as well at some point. Thought I'd start with the original. She's like, I want to get out of here. But then she can't leave because she can't get the Jeep to start. And he's like, ha ha. And it's kind of because you alternate the power from the engine to the fridge or whatever else like that. So she's sort of stuck there. And she's just like, I don't want to be here. Please, can I leave? Marsha's basically begging Peter to leave. She's like, please, I don't want to be here. I don't like it here. It's creepy. It's weird. It sucks here. Can we please just go back? She's, I'll have sex with you. I'll do whatever you want. If we can just leave, can we please go to a hotel? And he's like, no, I don't want to do it. I'm like, this was your chance to basically, why don't we do the bigger thing here? Yeah, cool, you wanted to camp and all this sort of shit. Go back with your wife. She's asking for this. If you just go with her now, you'll probably mend the relationship a little bit. He's got his feet stuck in and he won't fucking do it. So yeah, they end up staying there another day. Why are you doing this, mate? Why? Just be cool, bro. So Peter's just angry now. Everything's awkward as shit. She just doesn't give a fuck. And he just starts going for a walk and he's just shooting the gun like he's pretending he's a gangster and he's, what are you doing? He just doesn't give a shit. Like, there are other people around. Stop shooting everything. He finds the other campsite where the van was and he's like, oh, cool. And he's like, hello? But it's kind of grown over. And he opens it up and then he's like, oh, shit. There's a bit of a jump scare where there's just a dog angrily barking at him. He's, oh, what's going on? Like, he's looking around. It's just a mess. And that's all we see of that campsite again. He's like, okay, fair enough. So he just kind of runs away from that. And then they're together again. They kind of find each other and they drive off and then they come back together and they're just driving around this whole area. And then they see a dark shadow in the water again and like, oh, what's that? And then they see another dark shadow in the water and you think it's another dugong or something like that. But it's actually the van and they go down and you could see like this kind of dead people and you go, oh shit. Okay, we've got to get out of here. We've got to do this. And they're just freaking out. Things are going very weird, but they're at the campsite again. And I think she's just gone away for, I don't know where Marsha is at this point, but Peter's freaking out and there's birds attacking him at nighttime. And there's a whole bunch of shit, like a lot of screeching. And he's like, and he grabs the spear gun and just shoots it at the bird and it goes quiet. He's like, oh, good. But then we wake up in the morning and then you're like, oh my God, that was not a bird. And you can see Marsha's just laying there with the fucking spear straight through her neck and he's just shot her. I guess because nature is maybe fucking with his head. So he thought he could see birds and hear it and all this sort of stuff. But it's literally Marsha's come back from using the toilet or something like that. Oh my God, I've just killed my wife. And he's just kind of like, well, I'm going to drive off now. And he goes to drive away and you can just see that everything is like attacking him. He can't get through the bushes. The road is grown over and he can't get away. And he's just like, oh no. And he's trying to get Marsha back into the car. I think, I don't really understand what he's doing here at this point. Prior to that argument, Marsha realized that if she converts it back over, she can use the car. And she tries to get away at one point, but she just can't get away. The road is overgrown. It's taking over. It's like, it's stopping her from leaving. She's like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. And she comes back and then she's just like, I want to get out of here. And then it goes to nighttime and then she gets killed. So he's just kind of, oh my God, you can see the dog barking. And then the dugong is right at the campsite. How is this thing still here? And it's all sort of sandy, but looks dead, but it's still there. How is this thing moving? Because Peter's like, fuck this, I'm going to get out of here. He finds the car again. It's kind of not working either. And he tries for ages and ages because she's left it there. Probably the lights on or something. And then he's basically, oh, and it starts working. He's like, yes, but he's driving through and it's just animals attacking him. A lot of branches and all this stuff is happening where it's like, it's almost like the forest, the trees are alive and they're starting to hit him and block him from driving. And he just can't get anywhere. And then he drives around and then he ends back up where it is. It's like, how are we in a circle again? I don't understand this. And he's basically driving for ages and then crashes it. He's fuck. And he's just destroyed the place. Like there's garbage everywhere. They've just ruined so many trees and they don't give a shit what they've done. They kill animals, throw garbage everywhere. It's annoying. But he finally has to ditch the car and he's like, I don't know what I'm doing. And he's just wandering for ages and ages. And there's animals trying to pop out of nowhere and they keep attacking him. And he's just like, oh, come on. I just want to get out of here. And he finally finds a road. Yes, I'm free. Oh my God. Yes, please. And there's a huge truck and he's like, wait. And then a bird flies through the window of the truck like it's a cockatoo, starts attacking the driver.
And I bet that wasn't the first time he's had a cockatoo in his face.
He can't see the road properly and just completely plows Peter. Just watermelon smashes him everywhere and then he's dead on the road and the truck is kind of like, oh my God, stops not long after, pulls over and you can see Peter's just like a big red mess on the ground and then the truck is walking towards the body and that's the end. So that's the end of Long Weekend. It's a very slow, drawn out movie. It's kind of creepy, but not a lot happens and it's just like, all right, well, that's what happened. I feel like they explained it a little bit better in the remake, but that's the end of the movie. Two people were basically the only people in the whole movie. They died and then that was it. So that was not a very good weekend for them, but that was the Long Weekend, and that was from 1978. Now it's time for ratings!
Now it's ratings time. There's four sections with a max score of 20. Will I be cruel or be kind? Only time will tell.
Part one is characters. Were they relatable? Are they realistic, fun, annoying, etc.? I've given them a 1 out of 5 because as a couple, I did not root for them at all. I didn't find them relatable. I didn't like them at all. Like, I get people have awkward moments and they don't get along and that's kind of what we saw the whole movie. But there's no times where I enjoyed the characters. I didn't like Peter almost at all. They made him a dickhead the entire movie. But if I look at it from the point of view of him trying to be like, come on, let's just do something different. We're on our own. This should hopefully get us together. Like, he's trying to do something, anything that might bring them together. So let's go in the middle of nowhere together and maybe that alone time might bring us together. That's the only thing I was thinking he might be trying to do with this, but otherwise it looks like he's kind of just done a trip he wants to do and she's had no say in it whatsoever. And it's just bad. Like, you don't feel for him. He just seems like a knob the entire movie and you just feel bad for her and you don't get to see her do much as a person. She doesn't really show anything about her apart from being annoyed and you just feel bad for her. Like, that's the only reason I just feel bad for her. So I gave her a 1 because she played that pretty well, but I got nothing out of them. So whatever. whatever. That was 1 out of 5. And part 2, which is the plot, was it plausible, enjoyable, was it a good story, all that sort of stuff. I gave it a 3 out of 5 because for what the story is, it makes sense. They're going to the bush for a weekend away and that's basically what it is. There's not much to do there. That is literally all you would do. That was relatable. It's realistic. You literally can just go for bushwalks, go on the beach, go for swims. I don't know, hunt animals, I guess, if that's what you wanted to do, if you have a gun. But yeah, not much else. But for the sake of the movie, everything else, like nature coming back, obviously that's like a little element that's not realistic, but everything that happened in this made sense. Animals attacking him, they're all animals that made sense. Just the dugong thing was a bit weird, so I was explain it a little bit better. All these weird little things are just happening just for the sake of it, I guess. I don't understand why they happen. If you don't read anything about the movie, if you just watched it and that's all you got from it, I don't understand why any of this is happening. So that's why it got 3 out of 5 for me. Let's go to part 3, which is the quality, the effects. Did it look good? Were the effects good for it? So for quality and effects, I've given it a 4 out of 5 because they basically did everything with just natural surroundings. There's no sets made for this. They only had one scene from what I read that was in a garage. That was them driving and it kind of looked realistic because you 100% thought they were just on a road. But apart from that, that's all they've done. Otherwise, it's just natural settings. It looks 100% like it would be filmed in the bush because that's what it was essentially. And it looked good for that. The animals all seemed real and the dugong looked realistic for what it was. I don't know what the fuck it was in the movie for, to be honest. Every time you saw it, you didn't see it too intently. It looks like they just killed a dugong and just used it and dragged it throughout the movie. So everything we saw was just natural effects. Everything about it looked pretty good. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot in it. So if you compared it to a movie that has massive, huge effects, obviously this would seem minuscule compared to it, but that's not. I'm comparing it for just what the movie is on its own, everything that's within the movie. And yeah, 4 out of 5 for that. And the last part, which is part 4, the vibe. How did you feel after watching it? I didn't feel much at all, to be honest. I gave this a 1 out of 5. It's just kind of confusing. Like if you didn't read about it, like I've said a few times, you don't understand what's really happening. You understand things are attacking them, but you don't realize it's because of them doing it first. And it's kind of, you've affected nature, so nature's fighting back. It just looks like a bunch of animals attacking a couple that's trying to have a little weekend getaway in the bush. That's all you see. And the characters have no chemistry together. It's just an angry couple, which is not that fun to watch. Just makes it feel awkward. It's weird. I didn't feel that good about anything. And like, yeah, I'm not rooting for anyone. Like you kind of want Marshall to leave, but that doesn't happen. So you're like, I don't care how the movie ends. I just kind of hope, yeah, he doesn't get away and gets a nice life because this whole thing was his fault. And that's it. You get a 1 out of 5. So let's tally that up together. That is a 9 out of 20. So The Long Weekend gets a total of 9 out of 20. And that's all I feel like saying about the movie. All I can say about the movie, if you were slightly interested in this is the original. It's an Ozploitation movie, but it's probably better off watching the remake because it's got Claudia Carvin in it and I feel like it's better. So my final thoughts on the movie is that, yeah, it's an Ozploitation movie, which I like watching them. I'm going to watch a fair few of them on the show. It's probably one of the first Australian horror movies, to be honest. It's probably up there. It's like, if there's 20 max
before the 80s,
it's definitely one of the 20. But apart from that, there's not much else to say. If you're going to watch something, watch the remake of this movie. That's a little bit better. And this one just had a whole bunch of shit. A lot of dragged out scenes where you're like, I get there's not much to do in the bush, but you're just like, oh my God, it's just people arguing. If I wanted to watch people argue, I could just fucking sit at a bench and watch people do it in public. It's just not a movie I was heaps captivated by. I feel like I really enjoyed the remake a lot better, which is usually a crime to say when it comes to most movies, but check out the remake. It's much better. Yeah, that was all I feel like saying about The Long Weekend. Check it out if you want. It was on Prime. That's where I watched it. Didn't cost me a cent. I'm glad. And that was The Long Weekend. That was 1978's movie. 6.6 out of 10 on Internet Movie Database, which seems pretty generous, to be honest. And yeah, it goes for 97 minutes. It was directed by Colin Eggleston and starred John Hargreaves and Brioni Behetz. They were a married couple in real life, and you would never guess that in a million years if you'd watched the movie.
And those were my final thoughts on The Long Weekend. That was from 1978. That was episode 49. It's the Creepy Crap Podcast. My name's Danny Boy. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next week.